Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have ESET researcher Ari Goretzky. Hi, Ari. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me today.
You know, recently, the Wall Street Journal reported that Nortel Networks was the victim of a series of cyber attacks likely originating from China for almost 10 years. Can you tell us, I guess, a little bit more about this particular hack or breach, if you will?
Well, I can. Keep in mind that we're in the early stages here, though, and a 10-year-long hack may take quite a bit of time to uncover. But what it seems that happened was that in 2000, that is 12 years ago, a series of executives at Nortel had their passwords for their accounts stolen, and that hackers that were either in China or attacking from China through a relay somewhere else used those to repeatedly breach Nortel's network and download, well, all sorts of information. Exactly what is hard to say, but executives would have had access to not just all sorts of financial and HR and other sensitive information about the company, but mergers and acquisitions data, blue sky projects, issues with current products, plans for future products, pretty much anything that if your interest was corporate espionage, you'd want to look at.
So I mean, it sounds like from what I've read, they uncovered the hack and the breach in 2004, so 4 years after the initial hack. But then it says that they didn't really do anything to defend themselves. I mean, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
It seems that they changed the executives' passwords, which at that point is probably a little bit like trying to close the barn door after the barn has burned down.
Right.
And may have conducted an internal investigation, but it's not clear that they did anything or took any steps to protect themselves afterwards. And for those of our listeners who are not very familiar with Nortel, this was one of the premier telephony and networking companies in the world for manufacturing those kinds of hardware. In 2009, they went bankrupt, and their assets have currently been in the process of being sold. But if the purpose of the Hackett attempt was espionage, that could very well explain the bankruptcy. If all of their secrets were leaking out, that was free research and development, not to mention sales, marketing, and advertising plans for a competitor.
So, I mean, I guess it sounds like from these reports that people were trying to, you know, disclose the information and, you know, get them to take the proper steps to remedy the issue. But it sounds like they really didn't do that. They just thought, you know, after 6 months, there was lack of solid leads, so they kind of dropped the investigation. I mean, is this really a security best practice? And what can we and other companies learn from this example?
Security is always about managing risk, and someone at the organization made a decision that the amount of money spent investigating this was enough. They apparently did not find enough internal information or external information to justify continuing the investigation. That said, it's hard to tell exactly whether or not that was correct or not. Since the company is now out of business, we're kind of second-guessing them. It's my suspicion that if they had dug a little deeper and possibly put some more resources into this, they could have conceivably found out more about the attacker or attackers during the period that this occurred, 2004 up to 2009 perhaps. There were a lot of companies around the world entering the telecom and networking gear sector space, many of whom have products that are a lot like Nortel's, and it could be that those were companies were aided by some of this information.
Right, because I mean, it sounds like they got technical papers, R&D reports, emails, and other sensitive documents. So I guess ultimately, the bad guys could do a lot with that information.
Basically, it's set up their own company for free without having the expense of doing any of those investigations themselves. Not only that, because they would have known potentially about what products Nortel was coming out with, they'd be better positioned to compete against those, as well as compete against them in trials and evaluations where they could point out weaknesses in Nortel's products that didn't affect their own. So there's really a wealth of competitive intelligence you get when you've wormed your way into the competition's computers.
So I mean, what are some things in that a corporation needs to be doing to make sure that things like this don't occur?
Corporations need to be vigilant. They need to use complex passwords. They need to use password expiration mechanisms to ensure that those don't get used. That helps minimize the effect of someone coming in through a network or being keylogged. They need to encrypt information, especially if that information goes off-site, for example, on an executive's laptop who is journeying outside the office, especially if they're going to a foreign country like China. They need to constantly monitor their network for intrusions and also operate under the assumption that the network has been breached,
right,
and plan accordingly, whether that's conducting simulations or internal war games to planting false flag information, seeing what pops up from competitors, and so forth. It's probably beyond the scope of this to discuss all the things a corporation can do, but maintaining vigilance, monitoring the network, limiting access to information, those are all important practices.
Well, Ari, thanks so much for telling us a little bit more about this and some of the ways that we can make sure that we protect ourselves. If you have any additional questions for Ari or another member of the research team, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow and like ESET on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.